Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome to the Port Charles 411.
Kind of. All About Maxi Roundup?
Sure. All About Maxi, your input.
There you go.
I like your roundup, though, better. So I don't know where to start. When we first started talking about the fact that we were going to talk about Maxi, we put out on a few different social media, you know, this month. Hold on, when did we post this?
It was like May 6th.
6 weeks ago. We said, this month we're doing a deep dive into Maxi Jones, born on screen and rapidly aged. We've seen her go through so much. What's your favorite memory of Maxi? And we had a lot of responses on Instagram. Sarah Sino Diana?
Sure.
Okay. I'm assuming Sarah, then Sino Diana is last name. Okay.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When she was growing up with Mac and Felicia, and when Frisco left and Mac became more involved.
We love Mac. Yes. That's her dad.
Cindy Burke.
In 1994, she was 8 years old and she had her heart transplant. Today, she's still at the right age.
Which we talked about. We think she was only aged up like right. a couple of years. Not. And then Barry Wine. Ooh, I like your name. Barry Wine. Yeah, that's funny how they just rapid age and then just pause in their 20s so they are the age they would be. Sometimes they do that.
Yeah.
But like Michael's still way older than he's supposed to be.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
He really is. He's only a teenager.
No, he's not a teenager.
Well, he would be early 20s.
Yeah, he was born the same year that Matt was, or like a year after Matt. So 22, 23.
Didn't we talk about this? Because he was born on New Year's Eve, because they've messed up his...
Yeah, they've messed up his birthday. Also.
He and James can get together and have...
Talk about the birthdays they didn't have.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Kenju99 said when her sister was alive. Yes, we love the sisterly bond that they had.
Yep. JJ Park 316. Too many to choose. Absolutely right. Maxi was written as a very diverse character and is portrayed perfectly by Kirsten Storms.
Yes. And then Annie419 says when she married Nathan, which everyone loves.
I was going to say, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the most popular answer was when she was with Nathan as Webby912 Burgundy. Maxi and Nathan, I remember the very first time she finally gave him some lovin'. And they were inseparable every day since before his death.
Love My Grandbabies 4 says, I love Maxi and Nathan together. That storyline was great. Then she was expecting baby James. I thought happily ever after for her future. Then Nathan passed away. Ugh, but I love them as a family. And then she misses Ryan Pavey.
Pavey. We all miss him. And then just another Maxi marrying Nathan. And then Halinka 9, when her and Spinelli met at Kelly's.
Mm-hmm. Soli Catherine, her sister Georgie, who died. Yeah, again, their relationship together.
Yep.
I like that she comes back to her, though, whenever she needs it.
That's what she mentions, so, right? She added right after, a second.
Yes,
yeah.
My favorite's whenever she's sick and her sister Georgie comes for her.
Yep. Then just a lot of bring back Nathan's. When her sister Georgie was in her life, they were inseparable. Ooh, GH Historian says, my favorite Maxi memory is her childhood crush on Lucky, not to be confused with the teen crush or young adult obsession with him. But the sweet, innocent crush period before she was 10 was adorable. But my favorite Kirsten Storm is Maxi memory is her laying into Felicia for not being there and Georgie.
Mm.
We hear that.
Widow Kelly, she is so special and has always been wonderful, smiling, and so awesome on and off screen. She is also an awesome mommy all her time on the show and totally awesome and amazing. She's a fantastic, beautiful actress. My all-time favorite on GH, her and Emmy have an amazing, awesome friendship on and off screen that comes across and makes for a good show for everything.
That's, agree, and we've talked about that, especially now with Kirsten Storms going through the recovery from her brain surgery.
Right.
You know, which, by the way, guys, if you're not following her stories, she's updating us all the way through, and she took a poll the other day.
She took a poll. Posting pictures. Oh, that one looked...
She took a poll.
I'm not saying she was
wrong.
I'm not saying she was wrong. I was just not ready for it. And then I was like, oh my goodness.
But she was considerate. And she was like, do you guys seriously want to see this? And she's like, I had 100%. Like, I don't think anyone said no. So yeah, it does. It looks hard. I cannot imagine brain surgery would ever have been easy.
And especially right there on the back of your head being where they need to open it up. Like, yeah. How do you lay and not put pressure? Like, even laying on the side of your head, it's still probably pulls sleeping like that.
She's probably sleeping with some kind of like a halo or something, and probably sitting up.
Oh,
I would imagine.
I mean, obviously that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. But I couldn't imagine getting any kind of
probably
good sleep
lots
like
of good medication.
That would be helpful.
Yes. And then Coon4654, every last one of them, Kirsten Storms is the best actress ever to play the character. She deserves all the Emmys in the world for her amazing acting skills.
Aw.
That was very sweet. And then we just had a couple replies over on Twitter.
Marsha Bess says, the time with Nathan was the only time I liked her.
Ooh. There was a lot of people saying stuff like that. And then Rachel, the entire Naxie love story.
Yes. I had on one of the Facebook groups and they all said Nathan also. Martin Riche, definitely Maxie and Nathan. And Melissa Duras, Maxie and Nathan, 1,000,000%.
1,000,000%?
She has lots of zeros on there.
That's awesome. And then Ashley Morgan, I love everything in the Maxie series. It was wonderful reliving Maxie's stories over the years. And my favorite was Robin Richards' portrayal of Maxie. Such a joy to relive. Which, I mean, it was so much fun for us to go back and...
Right, because sometimes you forget, since she has been on for so long and Kirsten has played her for so long, it feels like that's the only one. But when you look back, you're like, oh, that's right. I loved that.
Yep. And then our buddy, Caffeinated Joe, he had written a while back when we were looking for info about Leslie Weber and just wanted to add some thoughts. One was that he always hated that the character of Felicia got flack for abandoning Maxie and Georgie to be raised by Mac mainly. I feel like the writers dropped the ball, finding a way to explain the absences of Felicia due to Kristen Wagner not being there full time. Instead of finding a plausible reason for her to be away, they would either say she just took off or not say anything at all until she reappeared, like they're doing now.
Right.
You know, she hasn't been on for a year and then she just came back for Sean Donnelly's thing. But like, she hasn't called Maxie. She hasn't.
Right. We've said that before. Like, I feel like you can just put on a phone, oh, mom calling. You don't have to show the conversation. It just has to be, oh, mom called yesterday and said whatever. And it is a disservice because Christina Wagner has been that character the entire time.
Except Everyone for that one her. Brief.
Well, that brief. But well, it doesn't even count in my mind.
Nope.
Anyway.
If we couldn't remember that until we read it and went, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, she has been it for the entire time. And her character when she's doing stuff is such a good character and she portrays it perfectly. So it is.
And they do excuse it away a little bit now with, oh, my mom's watching James. So at least we get a twofer on that one.
Yes.
James is having Grammy time.
Right. And that makes sense.
But Joe says, crappy way to write it. The character suffered. I totally agree with that.
Right. Yeah.
Having people in Port Charles, but not always on camera is better these days than the old ways of always having to explain their absences. And that's true. They do just kind of ghost them until like we don't know where Lucas is.
Right.
He's just gone for right now.
Yes.
And as for Mac, I always loved his character and his commitment to Robin, Maxie, and Georgie. To become a stepdad to an 11-year-old when I was just 24, so I can kind of relate to Mac in that way. He is such a great role model in a sea of questionable parents. Okay, so Joe, you and my papa have something totally in common because he was 9 years younger than my gram and married her. He's only 12 years older than my oldest aunt. And my gram had 3 biological children. And then they went on to foster many more and formally adopt 3 more. So,
wow.
To step it up. Like that's why my husband always, like people have always told, not people, not because a lot of people don't know my papa, but like, especially like my auntie Erica, she's like, you know, JD's so much like Papa. And I'm like, that is the best compliment you can possibly give because, you know, my husband's technically the kid's stepdad.
Right.
And
yeah, you would never know it by watching them interact.
No, but you know, Joe, kudos to you and happy Father's Day. We're recording this on Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to you because Step-Parents Day is not really observed.
No.
It should be. Because I do agree, like today is the day that the kids should be with their biological fathers, but it's nice to recognize the step parents who
Yeah, but that gets into a
It does. It does.
difficult time. I mean, sure, there should be a day just in case,
There
but
is a step-parents day.
in lots of families, like in my case for my son, his stepdad would still be who he spent Father's Day with.
Right.
So,
But step-parents day is September 16th, just in case anyone's wondering.
well, thanks.
Yeah.
I did not know that was I assumed it was an actual thing, but I did not know it was an actual thing. Cute.
But yeah, I mean, so Joe was only 13 years older than this girl, so definitely.
My God,
Wait,
that
did
would
he
be so
say?
hard.
Okay, I'm
Yeah, he
sorry. You
was.
no, you didn't say. You just said 11-year-old. So
Right.
the child was 11.
Yes.
I just assumed girl. I don't know why. Oh, because we're talking about Robin, Maxie, and Georgie.
Yeah.
So, but either way, so Mac is a great role model in a sea of questionable parents.
Very true.
And then Joe mentioned, this is one of my favorite scenes with him. So I'm assuming that's Mac, where Robin says it to him. Oh, what great of parents there. Okay, so hold on. Well, that's Luke. Why was Luke in the hospital? See, this is why we don't get stuck on
I'm the police commissioner. I should have caught this bastard a long time ago. Instead, he's been free to roam, wreaking havoc. One of my daughters was attacked in my own living room. And now George is dead.
Okay. You have to listen to me. You didn't let Georgie down once. You're the one constant in her life. And Maxie's and mine. You were the one who committed to raising us when our parents couldn't or wouldn't. You were there, telling us to eat broccoli and do our homework, dealing with our raging female hormones, making us know every single day that we were just as loved as any kid in any normal family. Think of the person Georgie was. Smart, compassionate, loving. It didn't just happen. She was a reflection of the best of you, Uncle Mac. You cannot control what's random. Believe me, you are the best parent any of us could have asked for.
Oh, Mac. Okay, so I know that we said we're going to do Peter next. Do you think we should do Georgie July?
Oh, that would be cute.
Okay, so
That
we
would be
have to,
cute.
because we've been talking a lot about Georgie throughout all of this,
That would be
and
cute.
how many people just said
Right.
Georgie was their favorite part of Maxie.
That would be cute. I'm
Okay,
with you.
so we are going to do Peter just because Peter's gone, and a lot of people may not have known how Peter came to Port Charles and all that stuff. So I think that's only going to be one episode. It might be a
Oh,
little bit
yeah.
longer, but it is going to be just one episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's do Georgie July.
I like it.
Okay. Give us some feedback on Georgie. Come on. I mean, well, seriously, we have, yeah,
Yeah, that's
we need
another
it.
one that was born on screen and was
Yeah.
there for years and years.
Yep. I don't even know where to go from this. So that was all the feedback that we got on. And we
Yeah.
didn't get anything about Sean Donnelly, guys.
That makes me sad. I love Sean.
Kind of a bummer. There's still time. We don't have an end date. We're going to be doing this forever. We were just talking about what are we doing in 10 years from now on this show. Oh my gosh, can you imagine what podcasting is going to be like in 10
No,
years? I
craziness.
don't know. So yeah, today's episode was short and sweet and
I like that everyone likes the same things, though.
I know. And so many pointed out, Frisco not really being around. And I do think that Felicia gets a bad portrayal because Frisco has always been the adventurer.
Right.
So it made more sense. But Felicia always seemed more homebody-ish to me.
It was probably the difference of like Luke and Laura. Luke was all about the adventure, but Laura, they said when she started having kids, she settled down and wanted to be
Right,
part of that.
yeah.
And they did have some adventures, but she was still It wasn't like they dropped Lucky off
The kids
off
were with
somewhere.
Her. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Although Lucky did come back to Port Charles before.
He did.
He but
did.
He came with Ruby.
Right. For the most part, Laura still was involved with her kids at all times.
Yes.
Where it feels like Felicia just dropped her kids off on Mac and went away. Which, again, they could have fixed just
and
by simple mention.
And she legit ditched Mac for their father and then yes. just didn't take them with... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mac has no relation to Maxie and Georgie other than love.
Right.
Which is the best relation you can possibly have.
Right. But he could have definitely been like, no, I'm not.
But at least Robin is legit his niece.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah. Mac's awesome. And we've already talked about Mac. So go back and listen. I think that was, oh gosh, that was the fall of our first year. So fall 2019.
Oh my gosh.
We talked about the Scorpio brothers because we talked yeah. about Mac and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we didn't really do probably that good of a job on our 411s. But so many of you have mentioned how helpful they are. So
that's what we can do for our 10-year anniversary is go
redo
back and redo
oh,
all
God.
Of them and then add anything that may have happened in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Update it.
There okay. you
go. I just look,
or
I made
or
a
if
plan
someone
10 years from now. You're welcome.
And it's going to be recorded and public. So you guys have to hold us to that because, you know, we don't even remember to do stuff that we said we were going to do. But the stories change on the show. So it just kind of dictates what we wind up doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Georgie July. I like that. Maybe. I like alliterations, even though it's not the same letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you with a peer.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.